Hi, my name is Chloe Richards. I'm a member of Iraq Vets Against the War. I was a United States Marine. I am a United States Marine. I served 4 years. I did 15 months in Iraq on two different tours, 8 months the first time, 7 months the second time. And tonight, I guess I just want to give you some words of empowerment, lest you forget why you're fighting the fight you're fighting. Last night I made a list. I was having trouble sleeping, having some bad nightmares, and I decided to put together a list of all reasons why you should keep fighting. I call it Why We Fight. Why I fight. Because I can't forget, no matter how hard I try, that they told me we were taking out advancing Iraqi military forces, but when we checked out the bodies, we found nothing but women and children and elderly who were desperately trying to flee their homes before we attacked their city in the morning. Because my little brother, Jacob, who it was my job to protect, joined the California National Guard to get some college money and work 1 week in a month and 2 weeks a year, was sent to Iraq for a year, and since he's been home for the past 6 months, he refuses to talk to anyone in the family or any of his childhood friends. He can only be around the one friend who made it home alive with him from Iraq. But the first time he actually decided to talk to me for the 6 months he's been home is only to call me and tell me he's getting orders to go to Afghanistan. And how he can't sleep because all he thinks about when he lays down his head is picking up the pieces of his two best friends and the limbs that were left over after they were struck by a car bomber. Because every single one of the brave men, the Marines, these tough, cold-hearted, just warriors, they're just trained to kill and not even think about it, that I served with in Iraq, every single one of them I've served with, I've talked to, they've broken down crying in front of me. Guys who wouldn't cry in a combat zone when their best friend was killed because they are that hard, break down crying in front of me. And they tell me about how all they can do now is bounce from job to job, drink, do drugs, and sit at home contemplating suicide to end the pain. Because I'm tired of bouncing from job to job, drinking and doing drugs, and sitting at home contemplating suicide to end the pain. Because last night, even though I hadn't gotten an hour or two of sleep in 2 days, I only slept 2 hours before I woke up shaking in tears and decided to make this list. Because every time I see a child, I think of the thousands of children I've slaughtered. Because every time I see a young soldier, I think of the thousands that Bush has slaughtered. Because every time I look in the mirror, I see a casualty of war. Because I got a lot of lives to save to make up for all I've taken, and because it's right. That's why I fight.